season's morning. Greetings, and it's time for that
Costco
holiday.
Bailey's and all that, yeah.
House Gaiolo, all right? And it's time for all of that fun stuff with, well, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, and can you believe it's been, this is the 26th annual production of Ebenezer Scrooge. It's amazing. And the last 3 years, we've been fortunate enough to have a new adaptation by Denise Clark and Jeff Bruning with the music. We started out years ago. It was sort of an outfit out of Wisconsin, had a Reader's Digest version of it. And it was great. It, you know, ran an hour. They had tapes that we could throw in. You didn't even need an orchestra. Well, they disappeared, and then Samuel French, one of the big leasing companies, picked it up. And now you can only get that version full length. Well, that's not the kind of thing we wanted. Mm. So we kind of fussed around, and then Denise came up to me one day and said, well, I can do it. And I said, yeah, you probably can, young lady. And so she got Jeff Bruning. They sat down, and I think this is one of the better, better versions of Ebenezer Scrooge.
This has always been a community favorite, I think also mainly because of the fact that there's community involvement with it and whatnot. For those that maybe aren't that familiar, new to the area or whatnot, what are some of those little community-oriented bits that you try to do with this production?
Well, I mean, first of all, we try to get, knowing Denise, she tries to get as many of the youngsters on stage as possible. We were just talking before we came to the studio here. She's got a four-year-old. And a two four-year-olds.
Two.
And, you know, one of these things, getting a kid in a production on stage, interacting with big people, adults, I think this is one of the best things that a child can go through. And, again, another thing Denise and I were chatting about, the older actors, Bobby Glenn Brown, Rusty Bowers, have been absolutely wonderful to the youngsters. Mm-hmm. And it really... sometimes, you know, it's 8 o'clock and it's snowing out and but you know, the second that curtain goes up and they have an audience, it's magic time.
Well, you mentioned that this one in particular, in your opinion, seems like one of the top ones or one of the best ones. What is it about it that makes you say that?
The originality. I mean, you know, you've got your basic story. You're going to have the ghosts and you've got Marley and you can't change a lot of that. But I think Denise has taken a unique approach to it, and Jeff's music is just remarkable. Mm-hmm. It helps also that Jeff is the music director, and we do have live music, et cetera, et cetera. The opening is what I look forward to every year. It's a choral piece, and it's different.
And I like that. When there's that pause just before the word different, I always like that. But
well, you know, you never know what you're going to get, but you know it's going to be great.
Well, it's a good holiday production. It's Ebenezer Scrooge. We're going to talk to Denise Clark here in just a second. The run is, what is the run here, Dr. P?
The run is Thursday through Sunday, December 4th through 6th at 7:30 p.m., and then matinees at 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th.